With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump now at a delicate moment as he weighs whether to order a military response against the Iranian government over its crackdown on protest. But now, Iranian officials indicating they may want to have talks with the White House about the protest, so the U.S. military appears to be on a standby mode right now. Nevertheless, President Trump saying Monday he would slap 25% tariffs on countries doing business with Tehran. Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly filing suit against the Pentagon over attempts to punish him. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The lawsuit comes a week after Defense Secretary Hegseth censured Kelly over his participation in a video that called on troops to resist unlawful orders. Kelly claims the Trump administration is trampling on his constitutional rights to free speech. The Pentagon's action could result in a demotion from Kelly's retired rank of captain and subsequent reduction in retirement pay. The suit asks the court to rule that the censure letter and any other punishments against the senator are unlawful and unconstitutional. Greg Clugston, Washington.
State of Minnesota filing suit against the Trump administration.
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison and the cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul are jointly suing the Trump administration over the influx of federal immigration agents taking over the Twin Cities. The lawsuit seeks to stop the unprecedented surge of more than 2,000 federal agents deployed by the Department of Homeland Security that has resulted in the killing of a 37-year-old mother and countless claims of civil rights abuses since the Department of Homeland Security forces began taking hold in Minnesota last year. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Some 15,000 nurses in New York City on strike, that after negotiations through the weekend failed to reach any kind of a deal. This is SRN News. A new poll asked religious people about immigration.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reveals that white evangelical Protestants are the most supportive of President Trump's efforts to deport illegal aliens. Nearly two-thirds agree that people who are in this country illegally have no specific rights under the law, and 57% say all illegals should be deported even if they have no criminal record. White Catholics and mainline Protestants are also conservative on immigration. Michael Harrington reporting.
Europe and North America aren't the only regions that are seeing a decline in religious faith. A new analysis of data by Matthew Blanton at the University of Texas finds the number of Latin Americans reporting no religious affiliation surging from 7% in 2004 to 18% in 2023. Share of people who say they are unaffiliated grew in 15 of 17 countries. SRN News. Apple is apparently playing a game of catch-up when it comes to AI for the iPhone, but it's not really a game at all. Here's Bob Agnew.
Google has agreed to help Apple finish its bungled attempts to smarten up its virtual assistant, Siri, and bring other artificial intelligence features to the iPhone. The partnership will draw upon Google's Gemini technology to customize a suite of AI features that will be called Apple Intelligence on the iPhone and other products. Apple announced plans to use AI to turn Siri into a more conversational tool back in 2024, but that promise remains unfulfilled. Bob Agnew reporting.
Federal judge ruling the Trump administration acted illegally when it canceled $7.5 billion in clean energy grants for projects and states that voted for Kamala Harris. The grants supported hundreds of energy projects in 16 states. More details, SRNNews.com.